Mishnah Beis, the following Mishnah contains the very first machlokes argument in Halacha since the Torah was given. Once the Torah was given, there was always a Sanhedrin, and whenever there would be an argument in Halacha as to what is the correct thing to do, so the Sanhedrin would vote on it, and they would come to a conclusion, and that would be the Halacha. However, during the time of the Zugos, which mean pairs, and that refers to the Nossi and the Av Beis Din. The Nossi was sort of the very head of the Beis Din, the head of the Jewish people in a way, and the Av Beis Din was his deputy. So for example, Hillel and Shammai, they were a pair. Hillel was the Nossi, Shammai was the Av Beis Din. So during the period of these Zugos, the non-Jewish nation who were ruling over them began to make things more difficult for them. It was harder to learn Torah, and the Sanhedrin found it very difficult to get together to vote on certain halachic decisions. And as a result, from the days of Yosef ben Ezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, who were a pair, this machlokes remained a machlokes, and they weren't able to decide the halacha. And it remained that way for a number of generations. Again, there was only this one machlokes which remained like that. Everything else was still known. They came to a conclusion what the halacha would be. But this one single machlokes remained for a number of generations. And by the time it reached the days of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, so then there were many, many machlokes, many debates and arguments, lehalacha, as to what to do. But before that, there were a number of generations where there was only one machlokes. What was that machlokes? So it regards the mitzvah of smicha. When one brings a korban, if an individual brings the korban, there is a mitzvah for that individual to lean his full body weight onto the animal before it is slaughtered. Now, it's forbidden to ride and to use an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and likewise, to lean on an animal is also forbidden. However, since it's part of the service of bringing a korban, perhaps it is permitted. So Yosef ben Ezer said, not to do smicha on Yom Tov. Because according to Yosef ben Ezer, it's possible to do smicha the day before you bring a korban. It doesn't have to be done right before the slaughtering. And therefore, since you could have done it before Yom Tov in a totally permissible way, it is forbidden to do it on Yom Tov. However, Yosef ben Yochanan said, lismuch, you should do smicha, the reason being that Yosef ben Yochanan is of the opinion that techef lismicha shechita, that the smicha has to be done immediately before the shechita, before the slaughtering, and therefore it has to be done on Yom Tov, and therefore it can be done on Yom Tov. Alright, and a decision was not made at that generation, so it continued to their students. Yushim and Parachia, who was the Nossi, Omer, he said, Shelo Yismaich, not to do smicha, Nitar HaArbeli, Omer, but Nitar HaArbeli said, Lismaich, you should do smicha, since it has to be done on Yom Tov. Yehudah ben Tabai, Omer, Yehudah ben Tabai said, Shelo Yismaich, not to do smicha, Yushim ben Shetach, Omer, Lismaich, Shim ben Shetach said, to do smicha. Shmaya, who was the Nossi, Omer, he said this time, Lismoich, to do smicha. Up until now, the Nossi was always the one to say not to do smicha. But interestingly, now when it comes to Shmaya and Avtalion, Shmaya, who was the Nossi, says that you should do smicha. Avtalion, Omer, shelo lismoich. Avtalion says that you shouldn't do smicha. Alright, Hillel was the Nossi. Menachem, who was the Av Beis Din, Lo Nechleku, they didn't argue about this, or at least it wasn't known whether they argued about it. But Menachem did not remain as the Av Beis Din for very long, because Yotze Menachem left the Beis Din and served the king, Hurdus, Herod. He prophesied that Hurdus would reign for over 30 years, and so Hurdus indeed summoned him. The point is, he left the Beis Din, and then Nichas Shammai. Shammai came in and became the Av Beis Din. And Shammai says, Shelo lismoich, not to smicha. Whereas Hill says, lismoich, to do smicha. And the Mishnah notes that Horishonim hayu nasiim, the first one mentioned in each of these pairs was the Nossi, or Shanim lohem, and the ones mentioned second in the pair, they were the Av Beis Din. And this is with the exception of the last one, Shammai and Hillel. Hillel was the Nossi, Shammai was the Av Beis Din. But as it may, this was the very first machlokes in Klal Yisrael, which remained a machlokes.